Concentrating on My Toe. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, talking about concentrating on my toe. When I meditate and concentrate on my toe, how do I get the results of what I want? You say meditation on your toe? That's right, a meditation is to think about. If I have a toe that is not acting pleasantly, and that toe is saying to me, Herb, get your thinking correct here, you're messing me up. I am the ideal toe, and you're making me be not the ideal toe by your thoughts. And I say, well, I'm sorry, toe. Let's get going on this now. Let's get the proper thing in order. So I say to my toe, all right, toe, you're whole and perfect right now. Toe, you're fantastic. Toe, you're glorious. Toe, you're wonderful. Toe, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, when I say that to my toe, what am I doing? I'm saying to my toe that I think my toe is a wonderful toe. I think that my toe is a glorious toe. I think that my toe is whole and perfect. Well, you're sure making a lot of stuff over nothing over your toe. My friend, when my toe disturbs me, I am disturbed all over. When my toe doesn't feel good, I do not feel good. I do not feel good in my body. I do not feel good in my actions, in anything that I am. I just don't feel good. And when I don't feel good, then I am not a happy camper. Then I'm not a happy person. I'm not someone who is a joy to be around. That's just the way it is. So, I want to get myself in proper order. I want to get myself in proper attitude. So, when I do my meditation, I want my meditation to be effective. Now, for my meditation about my toe to be effective, I don't concentrate on my toe. Oh, well, I thought you just did concentrate on your toe. You said you concentrate on your toe. No, no, my toe makes me concentrate on it because it wants attention. So, I begin realizing that my toe is whole and perfect. I begin realizing that every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is whole and perfect. And every time my toe comes to my consciousness, I say, you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. And the toe said, but I hurt. I hurt. I want some attention. And you say, the only attention you're going to get from me is that you're whole and perfect. That's all that I'll recognize about you, is that you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. But you've got to give me some medicine. You've got to give me some hot pads or cold pads. You've got to give me some foot pads that are going to make me more comfortable. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. Did my toe need foot pads, hot pads, toe pads, all these things before it started acting up? No. Did my toe get my attention before it acted up? No. Did I even think about my toe before it acted up? No. So, I must change my thinking from thinking about my toe acting up to thinking that my toe is whole and perfect. I must return to my original purity and integrity in my thinking that my toe is whole and perfect. But you don't understand. I got to tell you how it hurts, and I got to tell you how it's bothering, and how it isn't working right, and how it isn't doing this. You know, when you're out on a picnic, and you're having a wonderful time, and all of a sudden you kick your toe and it hurts. And you say, oh, now you can say, I'm going to have a rough day at this picnic. This picnic is going to be no fun anymore because my toe hurts. And then you say, let's just say that somebody calls you and says, oh, Herb, come here a minute. And so you go over there and they say, look at this chocolate cake. Isn't it wonderful? And I look at that chocolate cake, and you know, I forget all about my toe. And as I look at that chocolate cake, I say, yes, that is just wonderful. When are you going to serve it? Well, you're not getting any of it, Herb, because there isn't enough to go around. And so, all of a sudden, my toe starts to hurt again. The distraction I had from my toe did not remain there. And so my toe started to hurt again. And then when that happened, I realized, hey, my toe hurts only when I give it attention to hurting. I am saying my toe is whole and perfect. My toe is whole and perfect. I have a body that's whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function in my body is whole and perfect. I take my attention away from my toe. And as I take my attention away from my toe, every time I do, my toe is going about its business. You say, well, it's still hurting, maybe, but it's healing, and it's getting itself into right order. It's getting itself back to its original purity and integrity. When I think of my toe as hurting, then it hurts. When I think of my toe as healing, then it heals. This is true for anything that we want to meditate on in our life. Whatever we meditate on, whatever we think about, we empower it. We empower it with its hurt or with its genius. We empower it with its wholeness or its unwholeness. Whatever it is that we empower it with, that's what we experience. Whatever we meditate on, that's what we bring into our life. What things do you meditate on? What things do I meditate on? Are they things that I really would like to experience in my life? Or are they things that distress me? Are they things that make me unhappy? Are they things that take my attention away from happiness? If they do, then it's not really what you want in your life. Why is it that when problems come up in people's lives and they get distracted, they forget about the problem? Why is it when pain comes up in people's life and they get distracted for some reason, the pain doesn't bother them? You know, the pain is merely the outer extremity, whatever it may be, sending a message along the nerve to the brain, and then the brain interprets it as pain. Now, if the pain never traveled through the nerve to the brain would never report to you that you have a pain, and you would never know it. Some people who have certain diseases make their nerves insensitive, and in making the nerves insensitive, they don't know when they have hurt themselves. They don't know when they're bleeding. They don't know when they have stubbed their toe. They don't know because the nerves are insensitive. Now, these are not the kind of nerves you want. You want sensitive nerves. Not necessarily to report the pain, but to report the fact that a new thought has to be put in motion in that area. And the thought is that you're whole and perfect. The thought is your ideal. The thought is everything is in divine order. You see, it's not just a matter of being blind to the pain or being blind to the circumstances. It's being aware of, at all times, saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. At all times, meditating on the thing that is most valuable and most important to us. And the thing that's most valuable and most important to each of us is to meditate on wholeness, to meditate on health, to meditate on happiness, to meditate on those things that bring us the joyful experience of a life fulfilled in every beautiful, wonderful, fabulous way. Now, if this is what you want, if this is the kind of experience you want in your life, then this is the way you go about it. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. It is done unto us according to our thought. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Man, know thyself. Who are you? Who am I? Who is this divine being in us? Who are we? As we think on these things, as we meditate on these things, as we live on these things, then our meditation truly becomes a healing meditation, a meditation of wholeness, of perfection, of right action. I am independently wealthy. That's a nice healing meditation, isn't it? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What a great healing meditation. I like me, I like me, I like me. Wow! That's a meditation beyond all meditations. It's wonderful. All is good and very good. What a fine meditation that is. It moves us right into our wholeness, our perfection, our right action, our peace, our truth. Concentrating on my toe is not the answer to meditation. But when the toe speaks, we concentrate on wholeness. When anything in our life speaks to us, we immediately meditate on that which is beautiful and good, and we immediately experience it. Today, experience that in your life and know how wonderful you are and how good it is to be in your ideal spirit, mind, and body at all times. I love you. I love you. I love you.